And the people of God said, Amen. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Our text comes to us from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 23, verses 32 to 35. The same story is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 19. Listen to John, chapter 19, beginning with that 13th verse. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a palace that is called the Pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, about the sixth hour. And he saith unto the Jews, Behold your king. They cried out, Away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him, on either side, one, and Jesus in the middle. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. In that text in Luke chapter 23, we find these words. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. Look at your name and say, at Calvary. The Reverend Dr. Gardner Taylor, blessed soul, now rests with the Lord. He's preached a great sermon entitled Bearing His Own Cross. John Wesley, his father Sam Wesley, was a great Anglican preacher, pastored an Anglican church in Epsworth, England. His wife had a Bible study. The Bible study was greater received than his preaching. He and his wife had some words about how the people loved her teaching and his sermons less. John, his son, at the age of 5, there was a great fire in the home. Everyone escaped. Samuel, Charles and John Wesley are the great preachers of the United Methodist Church. They talk about a strange feeling, Charles does, that he felt when God spoke to his life. He says it was a strange and warm feeling. I wished I had time to talk about the strange and warm feeling that each one of us feel when the power of the Holy Spirit falls afresh on us. Samuel's wife, Charles, escaped the house, rushing from the fire. They looked back and they saw Little John looking through the window, crying for help. They built a ladder of human, one standing on the other's shoulder, until they were able to pull him, to snatch him from the fire. I wished I had time to talk about how God snatches us from the fire. How he moves in such mysterious ways to bring us to safety. Having brought his son to safety, he now sits down to help us look at Calvary, to help us look at what God did for us on Calvary. He penned this great hymn of the church, "Behold the Savior of mankind, nailed to the shameful tree. How vast the love that him inclined to bleed and die for thee. But soon he'll break death's envious change, and in the full of glory shine. O Lamb of God, was ever pained? Was ever love like thine?" When I think about Calvary, when I look at Calvary, outside the walls of the East Gate in Jerusalem, there is this hill that is called Calvary. Calvary, from Calvary, you can see Golgotha, the place of the skull. It is there at Calvary that Jesus dies, that God allows his son to die. It is at Calvary that the Savior of the world died for the salvation of humankind. No wonder John Wesley wrote, "Behold the Savior." It is at Calvary that the Savior of the world, of humankind, died. But we see him bearing his own cross. The record does not say that the other two malefactors had to carry their cross. But it puts emphasis on the fact that Jesus comes to Calvary bearing his own cross. I wish I had time to talk about what cross are you bearing? What is it that pains you? What is it that you're willing to die for? Some of us look at crosses and take them as symbols of our dress. Some people never leave home without a cross round their neck, on their lapel, on their dress. But can I ask you something? Are you willing to suffer like Christ, to bear that cross? Are you willing to say to God, "I will bear the cross"? You remember
when the mother asked the favor of Jesus, she says to him, "Can my sons, one have a seat on the right and one on the left?" Jesus says, "It's not mine to give." I wish I had time to talk about the seats in heaven. You are upset. I'm upset when somebody's seat is seated in my seat in church. But can I tell you something? Oh, yeah. You and I do not have an appointed seat in the kingdom of God. Every seat is a seat that is available for those who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Every seat is available for those who have come through hard trials and tribulation. "These are they," said the angel. When the question was asked, "Who are these?" the answer was, "These are they." Thank God I'm in the "they" who have washed their garments in the blood of the Lamb. Jesus says to that mother, thank God for a mother who's looked out for, who looks out for her children. He says, "But can they bear? Can they go through the suffering to be seated in a place of honor?" We wear crosses. The Jerusalem cross. The Christian cross. But let me ask you a question. Why would you be disturbed about somebody else's cross? You've heard the story of the crosses. How there were a number of crosses on display. A gift of crosses placed a cross in a woman's hand. She said, "No, I don't want that cross. I do not care for that cross." He picked another one. "I don't want that one." Finally, he got to the largest cross. He gave it to her. On the back of the cross, there was a price. She looked at the price of the cross and she said, "I cannot afford it." Can I ask you a question? Can you afford to bear and to carry somebody else's crosses? I know a man named Jesus who comes to Calvary bearing his own cross. Not the cross of one of the other malefactors, but in his cross, in the cross of Calvary, in the cross that Jesus bared, there was the price of my sins and your sins. He comes bearing his own cross. And when you read the story, you will discover that they had beaten him. They had slapped him. They had questioned him about his kingship. But I'm glad to tell you that the God that I serve, whose son is Jesus Christ, was able to say to Pilate, "Yeah, this is not my kingdom. My kingdom is not of this world." Oh, I wish I had time to talk about the kingdom of God, but let me just drop some pearls here. The kingdom of God is made up of Christ, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The kingdom of God is made up of a chosen generation, a peculiar people. The kingdom of God is made up of the redeemed of Christ. I like what Psalm 107 says. "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." I don't know about you, but I want to be a living testimony that Christ's death was not in vain. That every time I get a chance, I will praise the Lord at all times. The joy of the Lord will be in my life and in my spirit. I don't know about you, but I praise God for the cross of Christ. He comes bearing his own cross, paying the price for your sins and my sins. The Bible tells us that on the way to Calvary, because of how human he was sweating, he was weak, and the Bible said that he fell. But then the Bible said that there was a man, yeah, that looked like me, looked like Jesus, hair was like lamb's wool, feet like polished brass, eyes red as fire. Can I say it? There was a black man in the crowd. He was just observing what was going on. He didn't have a role to play. He was just on his way somewhere else. But he happened to be in the crowd. I wish I had time to talk about when you're in the crowd, look out. You never know how God will speak and how God will use you to make a difference and put your own program without your name already being written in the program. The Bible says that they compelled him. They forced him to bear the cross. But Jesus came bearing his own cross. I need to say something. Every now and then, you and I need help with our crosses. Sometimes we are in despair and we just need a word of cheer. Sometimes we're feeling like we're by ourselves and we just need to know that somebody cares, somebody to help us bear our cross. That's why the songwriter says, I come to the garden alone. While the dew is on the roses, he walks with me and talks with me and tells me that I am his own, and the joy that we share, no other has ever known. He comes bearing his own cross. But not only is he bearing his own cross, he comes with a crown of thorns on his head. The thorns on his head, They are so steep and sharp until they pierce his skin and blood begin to flow. It is a crown of thorns. I talked about that this morning. That crown of thorns, the pain that Jesus endured, it was for my salvation. It was for my healing. It was for your resurrection. They press. I can see in my sanctified imagination the Roman soldiers saying, you're a king. Every king needs a crown. And taking this plaited, and putting it on his head. And somebody, you know, somebody's always ugly. Press down on the crown, and the crown pierced into his skin, and blood came dripping down. Oh, I wish I had time to talk about the blood of Jesus. It's precious blood. It's blood shed for the remission of my sins and your sins. He comes bearing his own cross and wearing a thorny crown. He gets to Calvary. There is a slot there for the cross to slide into. But before they can raise the cross, they have to put Jesus on the cross. And the Bible says that they nailed his hands to the cross, and they nailed his feet to the cross. I can hear my Savior as the nails are going through his hand. I hear him groaning. His groan is not of pain. His groan is a releasing of my sins. His groan is there to remind me that it pains the heart of God every time I commit a sin. The Bible says they nailed his hands. But I'm so glad that when they nailed his hands, they did not leave him lying on the earth, but they lifted him up. And I hear my Savior saying, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. I don't know about you, but every now and then the old folks used to say, is there anybody here to help me lift the name of Jesus? If I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. And when they lifted him up, the crowd that was there, Mary, his mother, was there. There are some words from the cross that comes also through the crown of pain. These words are, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Can I tell you something? He's still saying those words. Father, forgive them. We still need forgiveness because there's hatred in our hearts. Father, forgive them. There's envy in our hearts. Father, forgive them. We're hating on somebody. And he's saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Thank God for that prayer of forgiveness that falls from the lips of the Savior that we know as Jesus Christ. And so he comes at Calvary, bearing his own cross, wearing a crown of thorns. And then the Bible says that on Calvary, they crucified him. That means to me that they killed him. That means to me that he died on Calvary. He didn't die for the cross. He did not die for the crown. He died for my salvation and for your salvation. He died a death of redemption. He was redeeming me and you. He was setting us free from the penalty of death. He died on Calvary. He died not only a death of redemption, but he died a death of salvation. And because he died, I now am free from the penalty of sin. Yes, I may die, but thank God it will not be the final chapter in my life. For because since he lives, I shall live also. All I have to do is keep on keeping on. All you have to do, if you've not given your life to Christ, is give your life to Christ. And when you give your life to Christ, you can sing a song that the angels cannot sing. And that song is, I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Bought with a price. Is there anybody here that's been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ? I don't know how you feel about it, but I thank God that he came bearing his own cross, wearing a crown of thorns. I thank God that he died for my sins and your sins. He died for my past sins. He died for my present sins. And he died for my future sins. Can I tell you something? I thank God for Calvary. I need to close by telling you this. I used to like watching the Western movies. I watched the Western movies and they always had the cowboy and the Indians. Yeah, and they always were out on the plains trying to get somewhere. Then they would look up and see the enemy coming. And then they would circle the wagon. I wished I had time to tell the church we need to circle the wagon. When enemies come against the church, we need to come together as one body of Christ. When you're talking about your pastor, you need to circle the wagon. When you're talking about the choir, you need to come together and circle the wagon. I can tell you this, hey, thank God that somebody was sent for the Calvary, because the wagons were circled and they were all caged in by the enemy. But every night you will hear the trumpet. Here comes Calvary. Here comes the Calvary. Can I tell you something? When I'm feeling bad, I send for Calvary. I send for my help. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Is there anybody know anything about Calvary? It's a place of salvation. It's a place of sanctification. It's a place of justification. If you're in trouble, send for Calvary. Just send for the Lord. He will show up. The trumpet shall sound. And the dead in Christ shall rise. Don't know about you, but thank God for the resurrection. For one day, and I don't know when and don't know how soon, but all of us will die. One glad morning when this life is over, I shall fly away. I will see him who died for my sins. Somebody said, I'm looking for mother. Oh, no, no, no. Somebody said, father. No, no. Husband, wife. No, I just want to see Jesus, the man of Calvary, who died for my sins. And when I see Jesus, when I see Jesus, when I see Jesus, amen, amen. When I see Jesus at Calvary, he came bearing his own cross. At Calvary, he wore a thorn of crowns, a crown filled with thorns. At Calvary, he paid the price for my redemption and for my resurrection. That's it, folks. Hallelujah. The door to my Father's house is standing wide open. We invite you to come. Church is standing, choir singing. Come by letter, by gifts of spirits. Open. We invite you to come.
The altar is open. It's open just for you. Is open. The altar is open.
Come on, church, sing with
me. The altar is open. It's open. waiting. Jesus is waiting. Jesus is waiting. He's waiting just for you.
You may be seated. Thank you, Thomasine Johnson. Thank you.